And now, the weekend. A celebration of drag will take place Saturday night in Fresno at a benefit for the 30th annual Fresno Rainbow Pride Parade and Festival. I spoke with Fresno Rainbow Pride volunteer coordinator Tracy Cisneros about the event and the importance of ball culture to the LGBTQ+ community. So what can guests expect at the event on Saturday?
So at the event on Saturday, they can expect entertainment from some of the best gay, lesbian, and transgender, and queer performers in Fresno and the surrounding areas. What Saturday will be is an opportunity for us to bring some new talent to the area as well. Our performers are competing for titles for Mr., Ms., and Miss Fresno Gay Rainbow Pride 2020, which is also our 30th anniversary of Fresno Rainbow Pride. So it's going to be a huge event. We've got a grand total of 14 performances. It's a lot of performers, some of them performing in drag, some performing live singing, live dancing. It's going to be a great opportunity to see some special talent in the area. In addition to that, we've got Calavera Street Kitchen cooking some street food for us. We've got bacon-wrapped hot dogs and sliders. It's just going to be a good time for everybody.
For our listeners unfamiliar with ballroom culture, what is it?
So I want to say late 80s, early 90s in Harlem, the ballroom culture was an opportunity for the LGBTQ people of that area to get together and strut. In that culture, they created families or quote-unquote houses that would go and compete at the ballrooms in categories, predetermined categories. And it was just an opportunity to really show who they were, category being, you know, face. And so they would strut their stuff, showing off their best looks in competition with each other and against other houses. Lots of things came out of that culture in the late 80s. You know, you saw like a big boom of voguing that comes out of that culture. We can thank the ballroom, Harlem ballroom culture for voguing in the late 80s. Madonna took a lot from that, a lot of inspiration from that whole movement in the late 80s, creating, you know, a lot of art from it as well. So that's kind of where it comes from, as far as performance. But as far as community is concerned, there is, or was and is, an opportunity in this arena to meet like-minded individuals, to create families where, you know, a lot of our LGBTQ youth are kind of cast out and in search of the warmth of a family or friends, a community to call their own, kind of lost. And this gives them an opportunity to create family where there wasn't one, out of people who, you know, want to embrace them and kind of lift them up. So it serves a dual purpose. It's entertainment, but if you look past that, it's really all about community and family created from outcasts and friends.
So tell me a bit about the different categories that people will be competing in on Saturday.
So for Saturday, it's going to be handled much like a typical pageant. If anybody's ever been to any kind of pageant, we have an evening wear competition. They're going to show their best evening wear gowns and suits with a question and answer period of, you know, what they would do with their titles for the year, being that they would be crowned Mr., Ms., or Ms. Fresno Gay Rainbow Pride. What does that mean to them, and what do they intend to do with that title? So there is that evening wear category. The beginning, just kind of, they have an opening where we're introduced to each candidate. They're going to show us essentially the kind of performer they are in a strut from the entrance to the stage, what type of performer, what persona are they bringing to us today? And that is definitely their choice. They're going to bring us. It's going to be a surprise to me, to be honest, because they haven't shared exactly what they're doing with me. And I kind of like it that way. I like being surprised. So that first opening is kind of what they're bringing to the table. And then their last performance will be their talent. Like I said, some of them are trained professional dancers, singers. We have lip syncers doing drag. It's going to be a little, smorgasbord of talent that night, especially for their talent portion. So three performances from each candidate, their opening, their question and answer period and their evening wear, and then a show of exactly the talent they bring to the table that night. It's going to be great.
And are tickets still available?
Tickets are still available on our Facebook event page. You know, at Fresno Gay Rainbow Pride, you'll find the event page for Ballroom 2020 and the link to Eventbrite on the website. People can also message me directly on Facebook. You can find my information on the event page as well. So any one of those places, we're all over the place. They can contact us there, or they can also go to FresnoRainbowPride.com and find all the information.
Great.
On our website.
Wonderful. Well, Tracy, thanks so much for sharing a bit about the event.
Thank you, and I'm happy to do so. Anytime I get a chance to talk about all the great stuff we're doing, I'm all for it. Fresno Rainbow Pride turns 30 this year. It's a big year for us, so we hope everybody comes out Saturday, June 6th for that as well in the Tower District.
Great. Well, thanks so much. We appreciate the time.
Thank you.